This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, May 28th. Trouble in the Church. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 5. Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, "Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied to just human beings, but to God." When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then some young men came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, "Tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land?" "Yes," she said, "that is the price." Peter said to her, "How could you conspire to test the Spirit of the Lord? Listen, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also." At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in, and finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events. Land was sold. The money from the sale was brought to the church. People celebrated. "Thank you, Barnabas. What an encouragement you are." Then Ananias and his wife Sapphira crafted a plan. They would also sell some land. Prompted by the whispers of Satan, they planned to bring some of the proceeds to the apostles and then declare before God and his people that they gave all of the money to the church. Why would they make up such a lie? Did they want the same acclaim that was given to Barnabas? Did jealousy entangle their hearts? Did greed convince them that they should keep some of the money for themselves? At the end of this story, there are two dead bodies and a fearful church. Though everything seemed to be going well, the church includes people who still struggle with sin, such as jealousy and greed, and so much more. What we all need are hearts open to grace from God. As Peter confronted the couple, I'm sure he did it with great sadness. He knew what it was like to let God down and to disappoint Jesus. We don't have to have a heart filled with Satan's whispers. There is another way. Pray with me. Dear God, we are more like Ananias and Sapphira than we care to admit. Help us to open our hearts to you in confession. Open our hearts to you in confession so that we may live fully by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.